Hello, amazing people. This is Philly O'Wirangi, and you are listening to the Badasses Get Litty podcast. I'm Philly O'Wirangi, and I'm a worthiness coach who truly, truly believes that your life gets to be lived completely on your terms.
Hey, this is Philly O'Wirangi for another episode of Badasses Get Busy. I am your worthiness coach who absolutely believes that you get to have it all, always, in all ways. And on today's episode, I'm going to be speaking around a couple of the, not really challenges, but experiences that we get to experience as an entrepreneur. So as entrepreneurs, as someone that is growing a business through a personal brand, it can become really, really fucking hard and really fucking challenging. Because here's the thing, right? So you have this idea for this business, or maybe you have jumped into a business in terms of like a network marketing business or affiliate marketing or whatever other type of business that you can jump into, that maybe was already created for you and you're just dipping into a system, or you're creating your own, you know, your own business. Maybe it's your own coaching programs or mentorships or retreats or personal training. We think of like our business and how we're going to market it and how we're going to do sales. And then some of us think about the systems and the processes and the operations and all of the businessy aspects of a business. But then what you tend to find is that that is not all. You're not just focusing and building a business. What you're really doing is you are building and you're developing yourself as a human being. Because here's the thing, right? If you're putting yourself out there to market your business, if you've never done that before, if you've never been someone to express themselves or to back themselves, what has to happen before that can happen is a sense of self-leadership and a sense of self-belief. And we really have to work on that stuff if we're going to create a successful business, one that is thriving, one that is actually making you money and it's not just an expensive hobby. I always find that the people that have businesses that just become expensive hobbies, and in that term what I mean is you are putting a ton of money and time into building a business, but it's not making you any money back, right? You're just putting heaps and heaps of money in there, and it's not fruitful. It's not creating what you wanted it to create. The reason that this happens is because they have forgotten about building and developing themselves. They've forgotten about doing work on themselves and doing the inner work on themselves. And I realized that a few years into my own entrepreneurial journey, where I didn't know that you had to do all of this stuff back then. When I first started making money online, I thought all I had to do was all the business things. The emailing and the setting up a website and the writing a blog. Like, that's all I thought it was. And then there became a time, so I've told this story, I think I've told it in the podcast before, but I've definitely told it in multiple spaces before, when I created my first successful, like super successful in that time, coaching program. I was selling it for $5,000 a person, so $5,000 per person. And it was an eight week coaching program back then. I had created it with the help of a coach. So the coach helped me put everything together, basically told me what to price it at. They helped me with the marketing. They told me what to say on the sales calls. Like, they basically did everything for me. Like, they just told me what to do and I did it. Pretty much is how it went down. And I did it, and I sold 9 places into that coaching program, made $45,000 off of that. And you know what happened? I self-sabotaged big time. I didn't feel worthy of having that money. I didn't feel worthy of having these clients. I didn't feel worthy to be able to sell them something that was $5,000. Because I hadn't done the work on myself. I was just in zombie mode, in computer mode, just did what I was told to do. And then when I came up for a breath, like when the coaching program with my coach was finished and I was having to deliver my own coaching program now, I was in a shambles and I was like, holy fuck, what the hell? Now I have to deliver this, you know, amazing program. And I went through and I delivered it. And on the surface, it was really good. Looking back at it now, like the content was really good, the help that I gave was really good. It helped people to build up their brand and build up their marketing, so that was fine. But the whole way through, I still didn't feel worthy enough. And so what happened is I sabotaged and I basically went offline for months afterwards. Because I just wanted to hide. I just wanted to go under a rock and hide away, because I was like, what a fucking fraud that I was. I didn't feel good enough. I didn't have that self-belief. I didn't have that self-worth. I didn't have that leadership. Right. And even though I made the money because I did what I was told, and obviously the system works, but it wasn't long term. It was a short term thing. And so from there, what I started to work on more, and I found a new coach this time that helped me to do more inner work, do more personal development, build up the belief in myself, build up the confidence in myself, helped me to show up in a way that was authentic to me and not in a way where I was just doing exactly what I was told. Like, I'm a good fucking student. I've always just done what I was told to do. Right? I was always in my family, I was always the good kid that always just did it. And so it wasn't until later on in life when I started working on myself and started to get my own voice through having to do that for a business, that I actually started to grow a backbone in my own personal life, right? So because I was trying to build a business, and because I was trying to build a business that was sustainable, that I didn't freak the fuck out whenever somebody gave me money, that forced me to, in my personal life then, become a better person, a better, more aligned, more self-reflected version of myself. And so that's what a lot of people tend to miss when they get started in a business. And I know this is true because I did it, and a lot of people that I see that come online, I see them do it as well. And that is why I started to shift a lot of my own teachings, even though I still teach on business and marketing and sales, and I love all of that stuff. We always go through the inner work first. I will always help people become the best versions of themselves before we get started into the business side of things, or we'll do it hand in hand, both together. Because if you're working on yourself, if you're working on your self-belief and your confidence and your self-leadership, then doing the actions, doing the business tasks and the business activities, they become easy. It's so fucking easy to market yourself. It's so fucking easy to sell what you're trying to sell when you back yourself. When you have respect for yourself. Right? When you know that you are a leader and you know that you can do this and you know that you're good enough and you know that you get to receive a ton of money because you deserve it, because you're worthy. all of the actual physical, tangible tasks of things that you need to do to run a business are so fucking easy. It's not hard at all. The hard part is getting to know yourself. The hard part is being able to sit with yourself and to take stock of where you're at and take stock of who you've been up until now and how you get to then shift into the new version of yourself, whatever that is, and transform into a higher level leader. Right, so what I would love for you guys to do if you're listening to this episode now is to start thinking about who are you? Not in a surface level way, but in a deeper way. Like, go deeper with it. Go deeper with your self-belief and your leadership and your confidence and your identity. And have that as something that you continuously work on day in, day out, because this stuff never fucking stops. Never, ever, ever stops. It keeps going and going and going and going. You will never get to the end of your story of who you are. There will always be things to work on. Trust me on that. There will always be things to work on within yourself. But the more you work on it, the more you can grow a business, the more you can help people. Right? Because there are so many people out there who are lost. There are so many people out there who might need to hear your story of how you created your own self-belief, because they need it as well. And so the more you work on yourself, the more you can help others. The more you work on yourself, the more you can market your business. The more you work on yourself, the more you can sell. The more money you can make. The more fun you can have. Right? And it is a harrowing journey. It is extremely tiring sometimes. I've been working deeply on certain parts of my own identity for the past few weeks, and I've been so fucking exhausted working on it. So damn exhausted, way more exhausted than I ever have been, where I've been going, flat tack on my laptop and on calls for, 8 hours a day. It's been so much more tiring sitting with myself and going through the inner work and hardly working on my business, on the actual front end of my business. I've been building out foundations in the back end. But it's all worth it in the end, right? And again, there's no end, but I mean, it's all worth it once you've done the work. It's worth it, because then you can spring forward with so much more energy and power and conviction, and it's fucking beautiful. I love seeing people come out of a cocoon that they've been in, working on themselves, doing the inner work, the important work, and coming out with this fucking massive conviction, like, yes, bitch, you are all that. Yes. Whew. Okay, I hope that this conversation has helped you, has lit a fire under you to really get to know who the fuck you are. Because you are an amazing, fucking worthy being that gets to have it all, always in all ways. Right? It's up to you to feel good enough to go and fucking get it.